Editor's note: this story contains a correction. An earlier version of the police news release stated that the victim and the accused were not known to each other. June 25th update. An 18-year-old who was already in police custody and charged is now facing additional charges. Heston Katola was charged initially with aggravated assault and failure to comply with a probation order after being arrested overnight on June 23 as part of a police investigation into a victim being hit repeatedly with a metal bat. In a release issued this morning, police say that Katola is facing two other charges as well. Police received a 911 call reporting that a victim in the 600 block of Albert Street was being hit with a metal bat. The following day, an investigation revealed their identity as the accused, who was already in custody for a similar offense occurring on the evening of June 23, the release also noted. Officers went to the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center and re-arrested the accused. Katola has also been charged with assault with a weapon, failed to comply with probation order. The accused continues to be held in custody pending a bail hearing. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Katola is considered innocent unless proven guilty. June 24 original story. One person is facing charges after someone was repeatedly struck with a metal bat. Officers on patrol spotted the seriously injured victim lying on Cathcart Street. An ambulance was called in to take them to hospital. An investigation revealed someone known to the victim, later identified as the accused, repeatedly struck them with a metal bat in the torso and head in the 100 block of Cathcart Street, according to a Sault Ste. Marie police news release. Just after midnight this morning, officers were investigating an unrelated call and arrested the accused. Heston Katola, 18, has been charged with aggravated assault and failure to comply with a probation order. The accused was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Police say the accused did know the victim. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Katola is considered innocent unless proven guilty.